BBC News. The White House Communications Director has stepped down in what's expected to be the first step in a wider shake-up of President Trump's press team. Mike Dubkir's resignation after 3 months in the job follows reports of disarray in Mr. Trump's team as allegations of collusion between his election campaign staff and Moscow persist. Two U.S. congressional panels investigating alleged Russian meddling in the American presidential election are reported to have expanded their inquiries to include President Trump's lawyer. U.S. media say Michael Cohen has confirmed he's been asked to provide information and testimony about any contacts he had with the Kremlin to investigators in the House of Representatives and the Senate. Mr. Cohen said he turned down the request. The UN Security Council has heard that after more than 2 years of civil war, Yemen is spiralling towards total social, economic and institutional collapse. The UN humanitarian chief said the country's people were being subjected to deprivation, disease and death while the world watched. Ariana Grande will return to Manchester on Sunday to headline a concert in memory of those killed by a suicide bomber after her show last week. The American singer will be joined for the benefit by acts including Coldplay and Katy Perry. A white police officer who fatally shot a 12-year-old black boy in the U.S. state of Ohio has been sacked. Timothy Lowen fired on Tamir Rice as he played with a pellet gun in 2014. He has been fired for lying on his cadet application. Europe's top human rights watchdog, the Council of Europe, has appointed 3 former judges to investigate allegations that members of its parliamentary assembly had taken bribes from Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan denies wrongdoing, but human rights groups accuse it of conducting caviar diplomacy.